Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Have you ever felt lost, wondering if God is truly by your side? Do you yearn for a deeper connection with the Almighty, longing to walk hand in hand with Him? In a world filled with chaos and uncertainty, we all seek the comfort and guidance that only God can provide. Today, I will take you on a transformative journey as we explore what it truly means to walk with God. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, let us consider the well-known hymn that goes, "When you walk with the Lord, in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on your way." And the chorus says, "Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey." This beautiful hymn, written by John H. Sammis, beautifully captures the essence of what it means to walk with God. It reminds us of the amazing blessings and joy that await us when we choose to walk hand in hand with our Heavenly Father. When we choose to walk in the light of His word, we discover a path illuminated by truth, love, and grace. It is a journey that transforms our lives, bringing us closer to the heart of God. In the book of Genesis, we find the story of Enoch, a man who walked with God in an extraordinary way. Genesis 5, verses 22 and 24 tells us, "After he begot Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had sons and daughters. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Enoch's life serves as a remarkable example of what it means to walk faithfully with God. He didn't just have a casual relationship with the Almighty. He didn't just live for 300 years. No, the scripture tells us that Enoch walked with God for 300 years. Can you imagine the depth of intimacy and trust that Enoch must have experienced in his walk with God? It was a walk so close, so profound, that God ultimately took him directly into His presence. This divine fellowship was so exceptional that Enoch bypassed death, entering God's presence in a way that highlighted the unparalleled closeness of their relationship. Now, let us explore embracing the unconventional path. My dear friends, walking with God often means taking the road less traveled. The path that may seem unconventional or even counterintuitive to the world's standards. It requires a willingness to step out of our comfort zones and follow God's leading, even when it doesn't make sense to those around us. Consider the story of Elisha in 1 Kings 19, verses 19 to 21. Elisha was plowing his field when Elijah passed by and threw his mantle on him, signaling a call to follow and serve God. Without hesitation, Elisha left his oxen, said goodbye to his family, and followed Elijah. He embraced the unconventional path, leaving behind his familiar life to walk with God and serve as a prophet. Walking with God may lead us to make choices that seem radical or unconventional to others. It may mean leaving a stable career to pursue a God-given passion, reaching out to the marginalized and forgotten, or choosing forgiveness and reconciliation in the face of hurt and offense. When we embrace the unconventional path, we demonstrate our trust in God's guidance and our willingness to follow Him, even when it's not popular or easy. In the Gospel of Matthew, in chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, Jesus reminds us, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it."
Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Walking with God often means choosing the narrow gate, the path that may be more challenging, but ultimately leads to life and fulfillment. My friends, embracing the unconventional path is not about seeking attention or trying to be different for the sake of being different. It's about aligning our lives with God's will and purpose, even when it contradicts society's expectations. It's about having the courage to step out in faith, trusting that God's plans for us are good, pleasing, and perfect, as we read in Romans 12, verse 2. When we walk with God on the unconventional path, we experience the freedom and joy that comes from living authentically and obediently. We discover that God's ways are always better than our own, and that He is faithful to guide and provide for us every step of the way. Take the story of Noah, for example. In Genesis chapter 6, we read that God instructed Noah to build an ark in preparation for a great flood. Can you imagine how unconventional and even ridiculous this must have seemed to the people around him? Yet Noah chose to walk with God and obey His command, even in the face of mockery and disbelief. And because of his obedience, Noah and his family were saved from the flood and became a part of God's plan to restore the earth. My dear friends, walking with God on the unconventional path may not always be easy, but it is always worth it. It requires faith, courage, and a willingness to trust in God's guidance, even when we can't see the full picture. But as we embrace the unconventional path, we experience the depth of God's love, the power of His presence, and the joy of living a life surrendered to His will. So I encourage you today, don't be afraid to take the road less traveled with God. Don't let the opinions or expectations of others hold you back from following His leading. Trust that He has a unique and beautiful plan for your life, and that walking with Him on the unconventional path will lead you to a life of purpose, fulfillment, and deep intimacy with your Heavenly Father. As you step out in faith and embrace the unconventional path, remember the words of Isaiah 30, verse 21. Your ears shall hear a word behind you, saying, "This is the way. Walk in it." Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left, my friends, God is with you, guiding you and cheering you on through every moment of your journey. Let us now turn our attention to the joy that comes from living a life of obedience to Him. Obedience is often viewed as a burden or constraint. But when we walk closely with God, we discover that obedience is actually a pathway to true freedom and joy. In John 14, verse 15, Jesus says, "If you love me, keep my commandments." This verse reveals that our obedience to God is an expression of our love for Him. When we choose to obey God, even when it's difficult or inconvenient, we demonstrate our trust in His goodness and our desire to please Him. The story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho in Joshua 6 is a powerful example of the joy that comes from obedience. God gave Joshua specific instructions for conquering the city of Jericho, which involved marching around the city for 7 days and blowing trumpets on the seventh day. These instructions may have seemed strange or even foolish to the Israelites, but they chose to obey God's commands. And as a result, they experienced the joy of seeing the walls of Jericho come tumbling down and the city delivered into their hands. This story teaches us that sometimes God's instructions may not make sense to our human understanding, but when we choose to obey, we witness His power at work in miraculous ways. Obedience to God often requires faith and courage, stepping out into the unknown and trusting that He will guide and provide for us. It means setting aside our own desires and plans and surrendering to His will for our lives. But as we walk in obedience, we discover the joy of living in alignment with God's purposes and experiencing the fullness of His blessings. In Psalm 119, verse 35, the psalmist prays, "Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it." This verse reveals the joy and delight that come from walking in obedience to God. When we align our lives with His commandments, we find a sense of purpose, peace, and fulfillment that can only be found in Him. The psalmist understood that true freedom and joy are not found in doing whatever we want, but in living according to God's perfect will for our lives. Of course, obedience isn't always easy. There may be times when God asks us to do something that feels risky, uncomfortable, or even impossible. But as we step out in faith and obey His leading, we experience the joy of seeing Him work in us and through us in powerful ways. We must remember that God's commands are not meant to restrict us, but to protect us and lead us into the abundant life He has promised. Take the story of Peter walking on water in Matthew 14, verses 22 to 33. When Jesus called Peter to come to Him on the water, Peter had to choose obedience over fear. He had to step out of the boat and onto the churning waves, trusting that Jesus would sustain him. And as long as Peter kept his eyes fixed on Jesus, he experienced the joy of walking on water and being a part of a miraculous moment. This story reminds us that when we obey God's call, even in the face of our fears and doubts, we open ourselves up to extraordinary experiences and deeper intimacy with Him. My dear friends, walking with God means choosing obedience over our own comfort or desires. It means trusting that His ways are always better than our own, and that He has a good and perfect plan for our lives. And as we walk in obedience, we discover the joy and freedom that come from living in alignment with His will. Consider the story of Mary, the mother of Jesus, in Luke chapter 1. when the angel Gabriel appeared to her with the news that she would bear the Son of God, Mary responded with humble obedience, saying, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Mary's obedience, despite the potential for misunderstanding and social stigma, led to her being part of the most significant event in history, the birth of our Savior. So today, I encourage you to embrace the joy of obedience as you walk with God. When He prompts you to step out in faith, say yes. When He asks you to surrender your plans and trust in His, do so with confidence. And when the path of obedience feels difficult or uncertain, remember that He is with you always, guiding you and cheering you on. As you walk in obedience, you will experience the joy of a life lived in intimate fellowship with your Heavenly Father. You will discover the peace and purpose that come from aligning your life with His perfect will. And you will see Him work in and through you in ways you never thought possible. Remember the words of Jesus in John 15, verse 11. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full." As we walk in obedience to God, we tap into the source of true and lasting joy. A joy that is not dependent on our circumstances, but on our relationship with Him. Let us now focus on the importance of listening for His whispers in our daily lives. In our fast-paced world, filled with noise and distractions, it's easy to miss the gentle voice of God guiding us along the way. Yet, learning to listen for His whispers is crucial in deepening our walk with Him. The story of young Solomon in 1 Kings 3, verses 5 to 15, beautifully illustrates this point. God appeared to Solomon in a dream, saying, "Ask, what shall I give you?" Instead of asking for wealth or power, Solomon listened to the whisper of wisdom in his heart. He replied, "Give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil." This pleased the Lord, and He granted Solomon wisdom beyond measure. Solomon's ability to listen and respond to God's prompting led to a blessing that impacted not only his life, but the entire nation of Israel. This story teaches us that God often speaks to us, not in grand, dramatic ways, but in the quiet moments of our hearts and minds. To hear His voice, we must learn to quiet our hearts and minds, creating space for Him to speak. Walking with God means developing a sensitivity to His gentle promptings and whispers. In Psalm 46, verse 10, we are instructed to be still and know that I am God. This verse reminds us of the importance of stillness in our relationship with God. It's in these moments of quiet reflection that we can hear His voice most clearly. As we walk with God, we must intentionally create these pockets of stillness in our busy lives. Listening for God's whispers also involves paying attention to the ways He speaks through His creation, through others, and through circumstances in our lives. In Romans 1 verse 20, we learn that God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. As we walk with God, we become more attuned to His presence in the world around us. Consider the story of Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 3. As a young boy serving in the temple, Samuel heard God's voice, but initially mistook it for the voice of Eli, the priest. It was only after Eli's guidance that Samuel recognized God's voice and responded, "Speak, for your servant hears." This story teaches us that learning to discern God's voice is a process, often requiring guidance and practice. My friends, as we walk with God, we must cultivate a listening heart. This means setting aside time each day for prayer and meditation on His Word. It means being attentive to the gentle nudges of the Holy Spirit throughout our day. And it means being willing to obey when we hear His voice, even if it leads us in unexpected directions. In John 10, verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." As we grow in our relationship with God, we become more familiar with His voice. We learn to recognize His guidance in our decisions, His comfort in our sorrows, and His wisdom in our confusion. Walking with God and listening for His whispers also involves being part of a community of believers. Sometimes, God speaks to us through the words of encouragement, correction, or insight from our brothers and sisters in Christ. In Proverbs 11, verse 14, we read, "Where there is no counsel, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Being connected to a faith community can help us discern God's voice and confirm His leading in our lives. As we learn to listen for God's whispers, we may find Him speaking to us in unexpected ways. Perhaps through a song that touches your heart, a passage of scripture that suddenly comes alive, or a timely word from a friend. God is always speaking. Our challenge is to tune our hearts to His frequency. My dear friends, I encourage you to make listening for God's whispers a priority in your walk with Him. Create moments of stillness in your day. Pay attention to the gentle promptings of the Holy Spirit. Meditate on God's Word and allow it to speak into your life. And when you hear His voice, respond with obedience and trust. As you cultivate this practice of listening, you'll find your walk with God becoming richer and more intimate. You'll experience His guidance in a more profound way, and you'll discover the joy of living in constant communion with your Heavenly Father. Remember, walking with God is not just about talking to Him or doing things for Him. It's also about developing a deep personal relationship where communication flows both ways. As you listen for His whispers, you'll find that your journey with Him becomes an exciting adventure of discovery and growth. My friends, may your walk with God be characterized by an ever-increasing ability to hear His voice and follow His leading. May you find joy in the quiet moments of communion with Him. And may His whispers guide you into the abundant life He has promised. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, the One who holds the universe in His hands and yet cares for me intimately, I come before Your throne of grace with thanksgiving and praise. Your majesty fills the heavens, and Your glory covers the earth. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the One who was and is to come. I stand in awe of Your infinite wisdom, Your boundless love, and Your unchanging faithfulness. Lord, I thank You for the privilege of walking with You, for inviting me into a deep and personal relationship with You. I am grateful for Your constant presence, Your gentle guidance, and Your unfailing love. Every breath I take is a testament to your goodness, and every moment of my life reflect your glory. Thank you for the gift of your word, which lights my path and speaks life into my soul. Merciful Lord, I come before you seeking your forgiveness for all my shortcomings and sins. Forgive me, Father, for the times I have strayed from your path, for the moments I have failed to listen to your voice. Cleanse me, Lord, and make me whole again. As you have forgiven me, I also forgive those who have trespassed against me. Let your Holy Spirit fill me anew, to sharpen my spiritual senses so that I may hear your whispers more clearly. Give me the courage to embrace the unconventional path you set before me, trusting in your perfect plan. Grant me a heart of obedience, that I may follow your leading without hesitation or doubt. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every form of fear, doubt, and unbelief that would hinder my walk with you. I bind the spirit of distraction and confusion in the name of Jesus, declaring that my mind is focused on you and your will. Lord, as I walk with you, open my eyes to see the world as you see it. Give me your heart of compassion for the lost, the broken, and the hurting. Use me as your instrument of love and grace in this world. Empower me to be a light in the darkness, a voice of hope in despair. Guide my steps, order my path, and align my will with yours. I declare that I am a child of the Most High God, chosen and beloved. I thank you that your plans for me are good, plans to prosper me and not to harm me. Lord, I am grateful that as I walk with you, you will make my path straight and lead me in the way everlasting. In the name of Jesus, I claim victory over every obstacle and challenge that comes my way. Father, I pray for healing, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Touch every cell in my body with your healing power. Restore my mind, renew my spirit, and rejuvenate my soul. I rebuke every attack of the enemy, sickness, depression, anxiety, and fear. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Mighty God, I ask for your divine protection over my life, shielding me from all harm and evil. Surround me with your angels and keep me safe in your loving embrace. Lord, extend these blessings to my loved ones. Protect them, guide them, and draw them closer to you. May they too experience the joy of walking intimately with you. Surround them with your favor as with a shield. Lord, as I say this prayer, together, with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. Unite us in our walk with you, knitting our hearts together in love and purpose. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, empowering us to live lives that honor and glorify you. We declare that we are more than conquerors through Christ, who loves us. We claim your promise of abundant life, of peace that surpasses understanding, and of joy unspeakable. Protect us from the schemes of the enemy, lead us away from temptation, and keep us steadfast in our faith. Lord, help us to walk in obedience, listen for your whispers, and embrace the unconventional paths you set before us. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives, as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.